Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? It's B-Mitch and Finley. It's Monday morning in the District of Columbia. Busy show today. Julio Jones has been traded. Cicadas are making so much damn noise, I might jump off the roof. John Kime joins the program.
You hear him when you're inside?
Dude, I hear him in my sleep.
I don't hear him.
John Kime's joining the program at 11:30. High noon, we're going to break down the top five Washington football teams of the Dan Snyder era. And let me tell you, B-Mitch, I was going through them. Not that many good ones.
I think the best one is 99.
I don't even know if that counts.
Well, he was in.
Yeah.
He came in then. That's the best one he had.
Chris Miles will join us at 12:45 to talk some NBA hoops. Plus, at 11:45, don't miss this, Brian.
What you got?
Landfill is going to compare Domino's Pizza in the United States
yesterday
to Domino's Pizza in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah. I also have some good news for you. You don't even know this is coming.
What's that?
You want a surprise?
I love surprises. Before you go to surprise, you know why cicadas making so much noise?
No, but
They're mating, dude. They are mating.
It's a good time to be a cicada.
That's when you make a lot of noise.
I brought a new bag of pistachios.
That's not good for me. That's bad for you. Because I told you, you can't. It's good fat, but you got to stop at a certain point, Mr. Finley.
You ate at least half of the last bag I
no,
brought
No, I didn't.
In. Yes, you
no,
did.
No, I didn't.
You're claiming you didn't eat a lot of those pistachios?
I ate one-third of them in about a week.
Yeah,
and you ate the rest and another small bag.
It's a snack.
You eat them the whole day.
All right, it's better than eating chips.
Look in the back and tell me how much is one serving.
Listen, then don't eat them. You don't have
to
have
it.
No,
let me see it.
You don't.
I'm gonna read it for you.
I thought you said you love surprises. I brought new bag of pistachios in.
Well, I thought it was.
You're no longer allowed to have it.
That's fine with me. Let me see it.
No, you can't
read the back.
Nope.
Okay, well I'll tackle you.
You're going over here. You don't get to have any.
I don't want any.
You ate a ton of them.
I ate a third of what you ate. Normally.
What?
Yeah.
You ate the whole, the unsalted bag, you ate the whole thing.
No, I didn't.
Remember, because I was like, oh, these are unsalted. You're like, oh, I'll take them. That's
better
for me.
And I ate half of that. And that was a small bag. But you came in here with a Ziploc bag.
That was like 3 weeks ago. It's a good snack to have. It lasts you a couple weeks.
Exactly. You ate that last week, Jake.
No way. They were gone last week because I was hungry. And that's why I went and bought more. You're crazy.
Okay.
You're pistachio crazy.
I'm starting to realize that your memory is so screwed up. It's ridiculous.
Perhaps the big news of the weekend.
Yeah.
Julio Jones. Credit to our friend Diana Rossini for breaking that story. Everybody knew a Julio trade was happening, but lands in Tennessee. I think it's a pretty good move for Tennessee. I think A.J. Brown, A.J. Brown actively.
Hey, man, I'll give you my number.
Do we have the A.J. Brown audio?
You go to
landfill?
My time.
So, A.J. Brown is obviously the current star receiver for the Titans, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
They got Ryan Tannehill. They obviously have Derrick Henry. Their defense took a step back last year, but I like Mike Vrabel, their head coach. And this is A.J. Brown trying to get Julio Jones to come to Nashville and join the Titans.
Okay, I'm going to sell you on some things right here. Listen to me closely. You have Tannehill, Mr. Finger Roll himself, every time, Eric Hill. Listen, he does what he needs to be done. Like, he's a leader. He's a great passer. He's it. Anyway, next.
Anyway.
Him, behind me, superhuman. We don't even have to discuss him. He speaks for himself. Look how mean he looked in the picture. Like, okay. Then me, I'm up and coming. Pro Bowl, year two. Not a big deal. Kind of a big deal, but not really. Okay, trash that. Anyway, whatever. You, the GOAT of our era, of our receivers. Help me help you. Come home, Julio. Come home.
Come home. Come on, William.
So, I have so much to discuss here. Did he call Ryan Tannehill Air Hill?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
Not a thing.
That is not a thing.
The man is a player. A man makes plays.
Tannehill's a good player, for sure.
He may not pass for 4,000, 5,000 yards, but he's going to pass for about 3,000. He's going to have a high completion ratio, and he's still going to rush for about 600, 700. He's going to do what he needs to do.
I like him, but we're not calling that dude Air Hill, okay? Well, I'm putting my foot down on that.
You can put your foot down. Who cares what you think when it's a receiver throwing the ball to him? You think Julio or A.J. Brown give a damn what J.P. Phillips says about not calling him Air Hill?
I also liked how A.J. Brown was like, kind of a big deal. It's actually a big deal. Anyway, I like his transitions from talking about Ryan Tannehill to Derrick Henry to himself. Do people call Julio Jones Leo? Are people named? I've never heard of that nickname, calling people Leo.
Hey,
have you?
Man, he was just trying to sell it.
I think he did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he got him down there.
But I think there's also like a reality check because we always, around the Morgan Moses thing, people are like, oh, you should have traded him, Sheriff, you should have traded him. The NFL trade market is not what people think it is. There's the quarterback trade market, and then there's everything else. Julio Jones, one of the best receivers of all time. He's the best receiver of this generation, like A.J. Brown said. And it was a second and a fourth, and they had to ship a pick to get him.
But see, this is where we get a little caught up. We're looking for the NFL market to be like the NBA market. If you have a legitimate front office, a second and a fourth can be turned into something very good.
Certainly.
For a 30-plus-year-old guy. See, that's why if Julio was coming, getting traded after his second, third year, yeah, a first rounder would have been there. It would have been eminent plus something else. But he's been in the league a certain amount of time.
32.
So you're going to get a second and a fourth. I think that's a hell of a haul for a guy who's 32 years old. And I think if you're
making a ton of money,
you could take a second and a fourth and turn that into something better.
Certainly. I just think people believe the NFL trade market is one thing and the reality is something else.
No, I understand, but we hear people talk so much about building a team through the draft. Anytime you get extra draft picks, you have a chance of hitting it. And listen, I know everyone wish you can build a team with just first and second rounders, but people hit the third round. We did 2 years in a row, Gibson and McLaren. You know, so McLaurin. But when ultimately, you got fourth, fifth, sixth rounder. Sometime an undrafted free agent comes in. If you keep getting more draft picks from you, when you let somebody go and you get something for them, you give yourself a better chance of hitting. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if we go into a lottery and I have 50 balls and you have one, I'm more than likely going to win more.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm thinking it's about.
I agree with that, everything you're saying. I just, people that thought Morgan Moses could be traded for a third or something, it's just unrealistic.
They just think trade him for something. Don't just let him go. We watch other teams. When they are about to let somebody go, just think about this. When other teams are letting people go, for the most part, it happens, boom, and we don't have no discussion about it. We don't let them know we're going to let them go. And they always get something. Whether it's what you want or not, they get something. We seem to always say, this guy's going to be gone in 4 weeks. And then we say, well, we're going to let him go try to get a trade. He ain't getting nothing. And then all of a sudden he leaves and then we get nothing for him. So
we're going to trade him or release him, that just means you're going to release him.
Because
there's no leverage.
The teams that have been, like we discussed Friday about the teams that are like these franchises that you look at and they've been good all the time. It's like they may fall off a little bit, but they come right back. Those teams, they trade people and get something for them. We have been an organization that whenever we're going to trade you, we tell the whole world. We're going to trade him or cut him.
Julio told the whole world via Shannon.
Yeah.
He told the whole world, I ain't going back there.
He did.
I think Rodgers has made it pretty clear he's not going back to Green Bay.
Hey, but see, what you're hearing, you just said Julio and Rodgers. You didn't hear Green Bay and Atlanta.
Well, I wouldn't put the Falcons in that category of Packers, Steelers.
I'm not trying to put them there, but whenever we are, in the last 5 years, everybody we're about to trade, we're discussing it as a franchise. And that basically takes your power, your position of strength away. We got it. Listen, yes, things have changed. Things are moving in the right direction.
The Kyle Allen trade came out of nowhere.
Who?
The fifth rounder for Kyle Allen last year. I'm trying to think of the last handful of trades Washington's done.
See, I'm talking about getting some top-notch people in here for some. Kyle Allen ain't no damn top-notch
player. Trent Williams trade.
But it was discussed, and they still could have got more for that.
And he held out for a year.
They could have got.
And Bruce could have traded. I mean,
they could have got more for Trent than what they got.
You know what I'd like, Landfill? I think this could be fun. I think this could be really fun. Later this week, I'd like a Landfill pop quiz. Top 20 Bruce Allen mistakes.
Well, I'm going to give you number one.
What is it?
Winning off the field.
Sure. Culture's
that
damn
right
good.
That right there turned so damn many people off to where the day he said he should have been fired. That made a lot of fans who didn't really give a damn at first all of a sudden say, you just told us, y'all charging us all this damn money. All you care about is winning off the field? I'm paying to see what's on the damn field. That right there was a fireable offense.
We're winning off the field. Now we've got to focus on
winning. We may not be
winning
on the field, but we're winning off the field.
Harvest Feast. Harvest Fest.
Dude, please.
Leadville, let's do that. That will be a riot.
I think we take all calls on that. Just let the callers call in and tell us.
I mean, off the top of my head, Trent, Kirk, calling him Kurt for years.
The culture is actually damn good.
Culture's damn good.
Now, that right there, too. What culture? What culture did he? What culture had he built?
I mean, that's gonna be fun.
I call it culture. You know where I'm going with that.
I can only imagine.
I feel like there's so many mistakes that it might take a couple days to just sift through all of them. So maybe that's a Thursday thing.
Sold Thursday.
Instead of C-U-L-T, we're gonna call it C-O-O-R-T. Mm-hmm. Culture. You go where I'm going now.
I gotcha. Actually, let's do it Friday, because let's keep this in mind. The Washington football team has OTAs the next 3 days. Minicamp, actually. Mandatory minicamp. I expect everybody to be there, including
Friday,
Chase
Saturday, Sunday?
What's that?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No, it's
Tuesday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. Middle of the week.
If you remember, we talked about this last week. A lot of folks previously have called off Thursday, the last day of minicamp. Uh-huh. I talked to some people over the weekend. I don't think anything's getting called off. I think they're going to have all 3 days of minicamp, which means, Landfill, I won't be here. So maybe we do top 20 Landfill pop quiz, worst mistakes of the Bruce Allen era on Friday. How does that sound?
I'm in.
If there's anything we should do on a Vodka Red Bull Friday, it is count down the 20 worst mistakes of the Bruce Allen era.
So I would advise callers. Vodka Red Bull before you call in. Because I know it's going to make you want to drink anyway.
I mean, the Trent
when
stuff
when we relive
alone.
This stuff going on, I mean, it's going to be a problem.
Oh. Oh, it's so painful just thinking back on that.
Yeah. I thought I'd gotten past it.
Yep, no, JP, we're going back.
Every time I try to get out, you pull me back in.
Here's the question I wanted to ask now, though, and maybe we can open up the phone lines here. I don't know if the Junks did this morning or not. A second and a fourth for Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Should Washington have called?
I'm going to say no.
Why?
You know why I say no? And this is the reason. Julio Jones is a 32-year player, as we just stated, okay? And Washington just went out and they drafted De'Ami Brown. They brought in Curtis Samuels. They brought in Humphreys. They have McLaurin already here. And this team seems to be and they also got the little kid, Kilman, who people truly love from BYU. They seem to be a young nucleus of guys that will be able to do what Ron Rivera has stated often. We're trying to build a long, sustainable culture. And I think the problem starting in 1999 with this football team was that the stars of every team that was getting to that up there in age, we always run and get them at that point. Their greatest days were gone. And for Julio going to Tennessee is a better move for not only Tennessee, but Julio too. Tennessee's closer than Washington.
Yep.
And Julio can go in there, and because of what he's done thus far, he's going to help out A.J. Brown, young up and coming, which means Julio coming in may get double teamed. A.J. Brown by himself, he's going to eat somebody for lunch. So I don't think Washington should have done it. And I think Washington, as fans, we need to get to the point where every time some star comes up for another team, we got to stop always feeling they got to come here, because what we're doing is exactly what was done when Dan and Vinny came along the first time. Let's get all the old stars from the other teams. They're already over the hill. But we as fans, we get so pissed at that, When we would do it, we keep wanting the same thing every year.
I largely agree with you. I get that the compensation isn't that rich for a player of Julio's pedigree. I mean, listen, he missed 7 games in 2020. Prior to that, he went for over 1,400 yards 6 straight seasons. I mean, he's a baller, too.
He's a baller.
Let's keep that in mind.
Let me ask you one question, though. This is the one thing I want to know about Julio. And I love Julio. I think he's a cool dude. I think he plays still on. How many double-digit touchdown years has Julio had?
You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think?
I think he might have had one, if any.
2012, he had 10 touchdowns.
Okay. That's... Normally, Julio can have 110, 120 receptions, and he'll have 6 touchdowns. It's something – I'm not blaming Julio. I don't know if it was their system or whatever, but I have a 6 – he's 6'3", 6'4", okay?
6'3", he's listed 6'3", 220.
I have a 6'3", dude who can moss most people. And when we get in the red zone, he's not the guy that I'm throwing the ball to on a regular basis. And I watch other guys. Terry McLaurin had how many in his first year?
7.
And how many he had his second year?
4.
4. And he was hurt sometimes, and then he had some pathetic quarterbacks. So what I'm saying is right now you have guys that can put up the same level. I know we go – when we talk receivers, we go 1,400 yards. If DeSean Jackson had 1,400 yards, he has 25 touchdowns. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's,
dude, I mean,
it's,
to your point,
it's something there.
In 2019, Julio had 99 catches for almost 1,400 yards, 1,394, 6 TDs. In 2018, Julio led the NFL in receiving yards. He had 113 catches, 1,677 yards, which is wild, 8 TDs.
And it's not all just his fault, but I'm like, dude, you know, I like the guys who might catch it at 7, shake you up, and go the distance. They may end up at the end of the season with 80 receptions. They may have only 900 and something yards, but they may have 15 touchdowns.
So this is pretty interesting. This is a random poll, but stay with me. In Julio's 10-year career,
mm-hmm,
to date, he has 60 touchdowns. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's Julio Jones.
Okay.
Gary Clark played 10 years in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
8 years in D.C., then he went out west. 65 touchdowns in, mm-hmm, his 10-year career.
Yep, they say Julio's a Hall of Famer. What did they tell you about Gary Clark?
Something
5
else.
Foot 8, little big man, I call him.
Here's something else, too. I'm going to read you a name, Landfill, and you tell me if you hear Julio. Quintoris Lopez Jones.
I think if my name was Quintoris, I'd go Julio, too.
His name is Quintoris Lopez Jones?
This is Pro Football Reference. This is what most NFL reporters use as official word. It says Quintoris Lopez Jones.
Where did Julio come from?
Where did Julio come from?
That's why what's called him Leo. Trying to make it easier.
Here's what I want to do. Let's open the phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I understand why Washington didn't go after Julio. I understand B. Mitch's point. What do you think? Especially knowing the compensation was a second and a fourth. You wish Washington got involved. Peter King has some reporting about the number of teams that were in on this. We'll reveal that when we return, 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, we're back. 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and I are sitting here watching sailing. I guess, is this the Olympic Channel or something?
We are broadening our horizon.
These boats are crazy.
Yeah, these boats, the actual boat is not touching the water.
Yeah.
It's the actual little thing. But these boats fly, though, dog.
This, I mean,
he's doing 37 miles per hour sailboat.
That's wild. I mean, it's caught my attention. I'll say that.
Yeah.
B-Mitch also,
I think we should try doing that.
Just told me about these awesome steaks he made, which was great, but now I just want steak. So thanks for that. I have salad for lunch. It's not the steak I want. The question for the phone lines.
You mean the steak that my wife was going to make that I didn't have
yeah,
to make?
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't going to bring that part up. The question for the phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 is the Gambit DC listener line. Should Washington have called for Julio Jones? I understand why they didn't. And Peter King has reported that there was a little bit of interest from the Ravens, but that was before they drafted Rashad Bateman. There was a little bit of interest from the Patriots, but they were never going to pay the contract that Julio was owed for a 32-year-old wideout. And that Tennessee was by and large the one team that wanted in.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Juan, that does the updates and works with Moises Linares on the Washington football team Spanish broadcast, Juan tweeted me, he said, if it's Kyle Smith running the show in Atlanta, the price probably would have been higher for Washington. So one, Terry Fontenot's the GM. Kyle Smith isn't running the show there. But two, I don't think that's a factor. When you don't have that many suitors,
mm-hmm.
you can't try to drive the price up because you're grumpy about
it. Let's break one thing down to Washington is in what? The NFC. I don't think Atlanta was going to be trading to nobody in the NFC.
Certainly prefer not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a part of it, too. And I think because whenever we talk about trading, even in our little conference division, in our division, we go, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, if you ultimately don't want them, but that's the way the league thinks. They don't trade in the conference or try to trade in the division. I just think if you have decide to move on from somebody, you're telling that person you're not what we want you to be. And if they're not what I want you to be, then I wouldn't be scared to play against you. It's just my mindset.
Yeah.
I'll be just like I was. I'll get guys from a team in the conference. I want you.
Philly did it a number of times.
Over and over again.
Let's go to these phone lines. People are calling in. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville on the Gambit DC listener line. Eddie, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
I told the screener,
of course, I would have gone a second round and a fourth round to get Julio. I understand that they're trying to build something there and that they have their receivers, they have their offense when they want to, but that defense is pretty much set. And if you add Julio to that offense, who's going to check Julio, Terry, and Samuels from the NFC East? The NFC East will be scared to have Julio. And I get that Atlanta wouldn't trade him to a conference, but if Julio didn't want to be there, what choice could they have had if the Titans didn't offer that second and fourth? You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Julio put them in a position where he wanted out. And if the Washington football team had Julio, man, we will all be excited. We will all love it. Because if you're saying that you want to build for the future, you wouldn't have gone up Fitzpatrick. You obviously want to win now. You know what I mean? If you got the quarterback that's like almost 40 years old or however old he is. So I think that if you got Julio here, it would have been nice.
Thank you for the call, Eddie. Listen, let's be clear about something. Certainly having Julio here makes the team better. It's just, do you want to give up that compensation and do you want to maybe take younger guys off the field? Ron's made it clear that getting young guys developed for the long term is kind of his goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think Landfill texted us, Chris Sims is doing his quarterback rankings.
Uh-huh.
And one thing I love about Sims is that he doesn't care what you think about his rankings. Like, he does his analysis and doesn't care what the response may be. Eddie just said something interesting there,
mm-hmm.
that you don't go get Ryan Fitzpatrick if you're not in win now mode. Chris Sims has Ryan Fitzpatrick as the 23rd best quarterback.
I don't buy
that
at all. I think what Ron Rivera is doing is, I'm gonna get a veteran guy who can basically go out and man this ship.
Right.
And then next year, when I can get somebody who can step in that has a higher upside that can get in when I already have a group around him, I'm going to install that person and I'm going to carry it on for the long haul. Listen, man, Julio, yes, could make your team better. But the problem I have is everybody wants this team to build something, but they want them to waver from what they're trying to build every time any name pops up. That sounds like the weakest thing I've ever heard in my damn life. Eventually, you got to stick to your script. You have to stick to what you believe in instead of, oh, there goes somebody. Let's go that direction. Oh, no, let's go over that this direction. That's how this team was built from 99 on. Now it's time to finally be stable and stuck into something and see if you can build it right.
How would you feel if your teammate, this Jalen Ramsey tweet is bananas to me. And I want to ask B. Mitch that, but we got the phones hitting. Let's go to Smitty. Smitty, what's going on, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
How you doing, JP? What's going on,
my
good friend Brian Mitchell?
How's that, brother? We good,
everybody's
man.
Good, man.
I feel as though that I'm so glad we didn't make the call for Julio Jones. I just don't want a 32-year-old injury-prone wideout, and not to mention giving up second and fourth round picks. And plus, I like the fact that they really seem to enjoy being way under the cap in terms of money and flexibility and things of that nature. I just don't. I mean, seriously, when's the last time? When's the last time he's put a 16-game season together, Julio Jones? He's not reliable. And he's 32. Come on,
Smitty. Thank you for the call. Always appreciate it. He played 16 games in 2018, 2017. He played 15 games in 2019. The injury-prone moniker for Julio is not accurate to me. He missed 7 games last year, and he missed 1 game prior to that. Like, he missed 1 game in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, here's what's happened, and this is a real thing. The influx and the extreme growth of fantasy football means every NFL fan now watches the injury report every day,
mm-hmm.
right? The Wednesday, Thursday, Friday injury report. And there are lots of players on that injury report. It doesn't mean they missed the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody, for guys that are on the injury report a lot, people now think are injury prone. How many people called in and said Morgan Moses was injury prone? He never missed a game.
Yeah.
He's playing the games. And you know what? Everybody in the NFL is injury prone because they're getting their butt kicked all the time. It's an incredibly physical sport.
Some people are just a little luckier than others.
Sure, but the injury prone, you were beat up during the week, I'm sure. Most guys in the NFL are pretty beat up during the week.
I'm not going to admit that because I think by Wednesday, I may be different. By Wednesday, I was ready to go.
But in the locker room, how many guys were
guys were beat up.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I believe that a lot of guys were even worse because they kept taking all this damn medicine that basically make them not feel nothing, and they hurt themselves even more.
Right. I just think the
– But I think the thing with Julio is this. He missed how many last year?
7.
And I think being 32 and missing 7, for most people, it's like as you get older, it's harder to heal.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I just think calling somebody injury prone, that from 2016 to 2019.
Once somebody get one injury, it's called injury prone. That's what people begin to say.
Totally. And just because he's on the injury report fighting through an ankle injury, if he plays, you can't call the guy injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are guys that are injury prone that miss season after season after season. Yeah. But I don't know.
I get what you're saying. I totally agree. If I'm hurting and playing, I'm not injury prone. It's a sport where 100% of the people that play it will get injured.
Right.
Some way, shape, or form before their career ends.
One more call here. I don't know who it is. It's a mystery caller. Hello, mystery caller. What's your name?
Hey, this is Dan in Fairfax. How you going?
Hey, what's up, Dan? Man? Cody Betts didn't write your name down. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad.
All right. What's up, man?
I want to say, B. Mitch, you're a good singer, and this is coming from somebody who's a singer in a band. So
when you heard me sing,
not only were you, yeah, like after coming out of the break, I can hear you singing with the music and stuff. It's really good.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. I wouldn't say really good.
I'll take the compliment, although I know you're probably pulling my leg.
He's a better singer than I am, but I don't know that he's a really good singer.
Zippy.
It was a couple weeks ago. I can't remember what song it was, but he was singing right with the singer in the band.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to say I totally agree with B. Mitch. Julio Jones is not the player he once was. He's slower, and we didn't need to give up so much, you know, like they did. But I want to say also I like you guys when you were talking about how, you know, we already have McLaurin, Humphreys, Curtis Samuel, Sims. We've got plenty of wide receivers. And also, I wanted to say that I think that the Titans will be in the AFC Championship this year.
Wow. All right,
man. Gotcha.
Thanks, Dan. The Titans were in the AFC Championship 2 years ago, and they got upset this year in the playoffs in the first round, didn't they? Do I recall that correctly? Titans are a really good team, good organization. Yeah. I like Vrabel a lot. There's a lot to like there, I would say. But
oh, Vrabes.
Does Julio put them over the top? Like, Cody, something for you to check out. I wonder what their odds to win the AFC or to win the Super Bowl were before this move, and I wonder if it gets adjusted significantly. I don't think it makes them.
I still think the winner of the AFC, the best odds is going to be Kansas City.
Until Patrick Mahomes is 40, I'm saying that every year.
They're tied for fifth right now to win the AFC Championship.
With who?
The Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos at plus 1,200.
Who's ahead? So KC's ahead of them.
Buffalo.
KC, Buffalo, Baltimore.
And Cleveland.
Dude, the Cleveland hype train's getting a little out of control. What's the Cleveland win total? We might be
They were 11-5 last year, Jimmy.
We might be shorting something.
Were they
year.
11-5 last year?
They were good last year.
So that's not no damn hype train getting out of control. They were 11-5. We were 7-9, and we pushed us like we were 10-6.
I agree with you, but we also talk about good organizations versus bad organizations. That's a bad organization, and at some point that stuff tends to.
Yeah, but when you're a bad organization, you winning 11 games, something is working at the football level.
10.5 for Cleveland.
They ran the ball really well, and I think.
And I think Hunt and Chubb are still there.
I wish that was higher, Cody, because I would with 17 game schedule, it's tough to go under 10.5 there. But maybe we will. Maybe we will. Here's what we're gonna do. I got to read this tweet from Jalen Ramsey to you, B. Mitch. And have you seen this yet?
Nope, I have not.
All right, I want your just immediate reaction when I read it. We're going to do that next. I think this is outrageous.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It may affect you. Other times you go, that's Jalen Ramsey being Jalen Ramsey. Because as soon as he get beat, I will be like, yo, man. See how that is when you talk about you wish Julio was here, but there, I say I wish I could have another cornerback that, you know, that probably wouldn't have let that guy beat him.
I just, to me, it's one thing when you know the guy's on the trade market, right? But after the trade, to look at the compensation and be like, that's all it took? We should have done this. We would have been so unstoppable for real with all them weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. That one just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, but you know what, dog? I keep telling you, man. You got to stop letting everything affect you that way.
Dude, I'm moving forward. I'm not that worried.
Listen, yes, it could piss off people. But then again, you'd be amazed how many things are said like that throughout a locker room in a season.
I think saying it in a locker room is totally reasonable. I think tweeting it out just seems a little much to me.
But see, that's the thing, okay? Well, I grew up in an era where we discussed stuff with each other. And when we said it, people didn't have a problem with it or they didn't have a problem with it. Today, don't nobody talk to each other. They tweet every damn thing. And then they get pissed off when people react to their tweets. So if you're going to live your life outside and out there tweeting at everything, then you know what? You just deal with the stuff that you get. So whatever happens with Jalen Ramsey this year, whether he get beat or he don't live up to his hype all the time, his receivers have a gripe and a reason to come back and say something to him. He probably won't like it, but it is what it is. So as I've always been taught, inside of a locker room, when you start discussing other people's jobs, you better damn well be doing yours at the best.
I agree with that. And you can argue right now maybe Ramsey is. Listen to this, though. You talk about a team making trades. The Tennessee Titans. They got Ryan Tannehill for a fourth-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
Second-round pick for Derrick Henry. Second-round pick for A.J. Brown. Traded a second for Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about you don't have to build everything with first-rounders.
Hey, they're smart. And also, they're in a position where they just saw the mad scientists up there make a lot of moves this offseason. And if they want to continue being how they were over the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years, they better keep pace with them or try to get ahead of them. Because I know we just said it's going to be, you know, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cleveland, and then you got the Tennessees dropping in there. But don't be surprised if New England jumped back in there after all the moves they made this offseason.
Especially our guy Phil Perry, who covers the Patriots up in Boston, and lots of other New England reporters, they were already saying Mac Jones looked damn good in camp.
Mm-hmm. You beat Bill Belichick by having better athletes than he has. Because if it comes down to the actual coaching, he's going to get you every time. Because we've watched this man do things and everybody go, oh, that's not, that's illegal. That's not, no. he knows the rules completely, and he pushes them.
Calling
timeouts at this point, you know, taking a
no purpose, one's going to out scout
taking
Belichick.
taking a penalty purposely in certain situations to make sure you don't get back on the football field. The man, he knows his stuff. It's like I watched Phil Mickelson one time playing golf, and his exact words was, "Knowing the rules of golf is like cheating." That was his exact words.
I do not know the rules of golf.
When Tiger Woods was playing in Arizona, and that big old rock was there, and those people helped him move that rock. It's a movable object, right? Now, I didn't know if they were supposed to get three or four people, but that was the rules of golf. And they moved that big rock. He laced a shot down there. Things happen.
What would you do, the Patriots win total, 9 wins for New England? Which way would you go on?
I think with the extra game this year, and now they've added, I'll take the over.
Got to get to 10. We are going to come right back. There's two things I want to discuss. It's kind of fascinating to go through the win total, so maybe we'll just do that, at least for the NFC East. I was out on the river on Saturday, my buddy Jack. You know Jack that we play golf with?
Mm-hmm.
The sound of these cicadas was deafening, absolutely deafening. And it got me thinking the loudest stadiums I've been in. And I'm going to give you my list. You were with me at least 2 of these events. And
so you tell me we were in New Orleans.
Yeah, but one of them, not just that, another one too. We're going to do all that when we return right here at 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.